Again, Erev Shabbos. It's time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos and a good Chodesh to all as we mark Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Just because the month launches Shavuos B'Tammuz, the 3 weeks, please God, it won't happen this year. And the month will be transformed from sadness and mourning to joy and redemption. It's up to us. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. I want to thank our generous sponsors, our series sponsors, dear friends, Menin Tzipora Fishman, as a schutz v'chai Rivka by Tzipora Fidel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. The siren is sounding, Shabbos is coming. And today's particular shiur of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also co-sponsored by dear friends Joe and Sarah Blumenthal, in memory of Joe's dear father, George Blumenthal, who was a very special man, a very special person, a leader in the Five Towns community, who's neshama shel Avin Aliyah. Thank you, Joe and Sarah. Thank you to my dear friends, the Blumenthals, for that sponsorship and for all you do. We continue, Revit Shemayr B'yam D'Rachecha, on turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. It's not like any other day of the week. There's Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and there's Thursday. There's not only Shabbos, which is filled with holiness and Kedusha, but there's Friday, which is Erev Shabbos. And our mission, our goal is to transform, is to turn Friday from being a regular mundane day, from Friday into Erev Shabbos. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Notice the word Shabbos is made of the same letters as the word boshes, shame or embarrassment. Not because we're ashamed or embarrassed, but the healthy shame. When we go into Shabbos, we reflect back on our week. We think about what we did wrong, what we could have done better. We pledge and promise to improve. We turn Friday into an introspective, evaluating, reflective day. We turn Friday from an ordinary weekday into Erev Shabbos by giving it that special meaning, by walking into Shabbos, having negated our sense of self, submitting and surrendering ourselves to Hashem, ready to bask in His light, ready to experience a taste of that world to come. So we've been talking about climbing the ladder of Erev Shabbos. Rav Itcher Meyer talked about many people Friday, they give up, it's the end of the week. I'm exhausted, I'm spent, I'm wasted. Just got to make it till Friday night. Thank God it's Friday, TJIF. I'm going to collapse, I'm going to pass out, get to the meal, set the clock to go off early, so end the meal, fast a schluff, finish. That's not what it's about. Shabbos is tachlis. It is the goal of Maisa Bereishis. It's why you've been working all week. Shabbos is not to recover and plan for the week ahead. Shabbos is the fruit of the labor. Shabbos is why you've been working so hard and planning and preparing all week. So Friday is not a time to let down our guard. Friday is not the time to collapse or implode. Friday is the time to climb and climb and climb higher and higher and higher. It's not a time to become more exhausted. It's a time to become more invigorated. It's a time to become more enthused. It's a time to become more excited, more passionate. We climb that ladder. The Mincha of Erev Shabbos is not the most rushed davening of the week. It's not the most throwaway davening of the week. It's among the most significant davenings of the week. That Mincha is the bridge between the weekday and the Holy Shabbos. It's when we transition from the weekday with its stress and its chaos and its responsibility and its frustration and its disappointment. And in that Mincha, we reflect on the week that was, and it's our last chance to daven for a beautiful Shabbos. Shabbos, there are no bakashas. Shabbos, we have no requests. That's why there are 7 blessings in the Amidah, 19 all week, but on Shabbos there are 7. Like the days of the week, represents whole, complete. We have no requests, we have no needs. We have needs right up until Shabbos. We have needs starting again on Motzei Shabbos, but for those 25 hours, I feel whole. I feel complete. I have everything I could possibly need. It's a taste of the world to come. So there are 7 brachas, not 19, which means I can't ask. I'm not asking for things. How do you say Mishaber Cholam? Good question for another time. But we don't ask. Our Amidah is reduced. It's consolidated. It's abbreviated. We take out the whole section of the requests and we replace them with Mekadesh HaShabbos. God, you sanctified Shabbos. You gave me that ability to feel whole and to be and to feel complete. So the last opportunity to ask Hashem, I hope the food came out well. I hope everybody has the energy to stay up. I hope we're going to all get along. I hope we're going to play and laugh until Divrei Torah and sing. When is the last chance to ask Hashem for all those things? Is Mincha on Friday afternoon. Don't neglect that Mincha. Don't throw away that Mincha. Don't surrender and don't forfeit that Mincha. But lean into that Mincha. Double down on that Mincha. It should be the longest, most intense, most focused, most concentrated Mincha of the week. So we're asking for everything to work out. Our hopes and our dreams and our aspirations, our wishes, what we need His help for to have the Shabbos that we're looking for. That mincha, moments before the sun sets, moments before we accept Shabbos. This time of year, if you make early Shabbos, the sun is not going to set, but Shabbos will descend upon us. It's the last chance. So what are we asking for? I ask every week, let the drasha come out, let me find the words, let it hopefully be inspiring, let the food come out, let the zmiros come out, let everyone get along, let there be peace and let there be harmony, let me fall asleep and let me feel well rested, let me let go of all my troubles, let me let go of all those wrinkles in my weekday face and wear my Shabbos panim with all of its comfort, all of its peace, all of its serenity. That mincha, the most precious mincha of the whole week, it's the mincha where you daven for Shabbos. Continues the Rosh Hashanah. The notion that we're climbing a ladder, we are ascending towards Shabbos, we find in several places in our davening. And he says, let me share with you too. Duh, no. Shavoda hazo shayachas l'chol Yehudi v'Yehudi. This effort, this work, it's relevant to every single Jew. V'yigam avodas tshuva kol ha-shavua she'avar. Going into Shabbos is not just anticipatory. Going into Shabbos is not just what we're looking forward to. The smells and the flavors and the feeling and the rest of Shabbos. It's not just that me'in olam haba, not just the taste of the world to come that we're about to enter, but it's also an opportunity to be reflective of the week that was. Hachana l'kabbalas or Shabbos. We are getting ready to receive the light of Shabbos, but we also have to first walk out of the darkness that precedes it. The dark moments of our week, hopefully we had a lot of light in our week. Hopefully we had a lot of highs and elevation in our week. But we also might have had dark moments, mistakes. We looked at or said the wrong thing. We went to the wrong place. We reacted in the wrong way. We felt or thought the wrong things. So the notion of climbing that ladder, of both simultaneously being reflective of the week that was, as well as prospective towards the week, towards the Shabbos that will be, we see this in our davening. Even before we say the words, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Hashem opened my lips. B'tchila mechuvanam lahalos es olam ha'asiya. The first world that we climb is the world of Asiya. We know that there were four worlds. Now is not the time, not just because we don't have time. I'm not really qualified, I'm not really an expert to get into this. But we have the four worlds that the world was created with. And the first is Asiya. The first we're talking about is the world of Asiya. U'bepnimius ha'inyanu. This is what it means in a deep, meaningful way. Shetzarach l'chavin l'sakin is kol ma'shelo kibel ol karo'i. I have to look back at my week and say, did I really receive God's dominion, His providence? Did I really recognize this is His world? I'm a guest in it. Whatever I have is on loan, is not part of my permanent collection. Did I live life for me and my needs, or was I of service to Him to improve and repair His world? Achshav yisuka nakol v'ya'aleh. I first climbed that first rung at my mincha on Friday when I say, you know what? I didn't really understand that I am an Eved Hashem. Ana Hashem, ki ani avdecha. We said this morning in Halal, yesterday in Halal, Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Tov to everybody. Ana Hashem, Hashem, ki ani avdecha. Answer me, because I'm here to serve you. That's why I'm here. I can have fun, I can enjoy pleasure, I can benefit from your world, but all to better enable and empower me to serve and advance you. That's why I'm here. So during the week, I might have forgotten that. I might have neglected that. I might have had my priorities wrong on that. So therefore, that mincha and Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, first thing I do, the mincha of Erev Shabbos is, I'm a sakin to repair. I'm going to make tshuva. Before that mincha, even before I take that 3 steps forward, I take that deep breath, I'm now wearing my Shabbos clothing, and now I'm putting on my Shabbos face. And now I'm getting ready to receive the Shabbos queen, the light of Shabbos. I've left all my trials, my tribulations, I've left all my problems, I put them up on the shelf. So now I have the peace of mind, the margin, there's no device, there's nothing ringing or buzzing. Now I can properly be mekabel o malchus shemayim. Uvezehu mala as nafsho, v'ez kol chalkei olam asiya shelo asa karoi. And now I can elevate myself and elevate the world of action. V'achshav shekulin nizkanim heim olam la'ola gavo yoser, olam hayitzira. So I go from the world of action, where my actions need to reflect that I understand my relationship vis-a-vis you, and now I can go to the world of Yetzira, Shumakam Hargashas, not just the external world of action, the world where it manifests and reflects what I really believe, but now I go deeper to the world of Yetzira, the place of my feelings towards Hashem. Did I live my week with love? Did I live my week with awe? Did I live my week with Dveikas, attaching myself to Hashem? Mincha Erev Shabbos, come to Shul a little early, at home, before lighting candles, spend a few moments reflecting and thinking and evaluating these components of who we are. Climb those rungs so by the time you light those candles, by the time you daven that mincha and you sing that Kabbalah Shabbos, you're really receiving Shabbos in the highest and the holiest way. My dear friends, we're going to be on break. This is our last Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos until Shabbos Nachamu, until after Tisha B'Av. Everyone doesn't mean that you can't, if you don't stop turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Just means we're not going to do it together. But it's still on you and on me, each of us in our own way, on Fridays, turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Thank you, everybody. Go turn your Friday into Erev Shabbos. Have a fantastic summer, a wonderful few weeks. Rejuvenate, rest, relax. And a Chodesh Tov and a good Shabbos, everybody. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.